Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mana Pro Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer Radio Show, where we give away more chicken coops and chicken-related prizes than anyone else on the planet. We are often imitated, but never duplicated. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer, author of The Chicken Whisperer's Guide to Keeping Chickens. My co-host is Pat Foreman, author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles. Today is Fun Friday, June 29th, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Each week, we welcome experts in their field to share their knowledge about different topics, including backyard poultry, show poultry, heritage poultry, gardening, cooking, and, of course, living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Be sure to visit our website, chickenwhisperer.com, where you can follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook. Once again, I would like to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro. ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life. It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com. When you need an incubator, think Brensea, the incubation specialist. Brensea has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensea.com. Brensea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensea.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg candlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brensea, technology you can trust.
Hi, I'm country music artist Nathan Osmond, and you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty. thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. It is fun, fun Friday. I guarantee you we're going to have some fun today. That is guaranteed. We often say on the radio show that if you can join us every day at noon Eastern Standard Time, that not only will your day go by faster, but your week will go by faster as well. And lo and behold, here it is Friday again. Thank goodness it is Friday. Are you ready for the weekend? Boy, it's a scorcher all across the country, it seems like. Our prayers go out to all the folks out in Colorado with the wildfires out there. I just can't fathom having a knock at the door saying, oh, you need to leave, and watching your really everything you own in your life just be destroyed in an instant. I just can't fathom that. So our prayers go out to them. I want to send a real good and heart-heavy thank you to all the over-the-road truck drivers that listen to the show on an everyday basis. We thank you. Keep it on the road and drive safe. Big thanks to all the homeschoolers that listen to this radio show on a regular basis. We thank you for adding the show to your curriculum. And an awful big thank you to all the feed and seed stores across the country that stream this radio show live Monday through Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We hope business is well. And we thank you for tuning us in and letting your customers enjoy Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. If you did not happen to tune in yesterday, I do have really, really fabulous news. In fact, even if you did tune in yesterday, it's still fabulous news. 1 week ago yesterday, we started a fundraiser. We do normally about two per year. We don't want people to think we're like public television where every time you turn it on, they're begging for money. That's not what it is about. But about twice a year, we will use our reach for the radio show and our Facebook and Twitter pages to do something really good other than educate about backyard poultry. We'll try to choose at that time if we see or find or have been contacted about any type of needs of chicken owners or what have you. In the past, we've done benefit shows for a 16-year-old girl that had cancer. We had a listener, their barn burned down, and they lost a lot of equipment and a lot of animals. We raised money and feed and equipment from our sponsors to send to them. And last Thursday, a week from yesterday, it was brought to my attention that a fellow chicken lover, Melinda Meyer, her husband, had been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And she was in the process of selling her chickens to try to raise enough money and to get enough money to take him on a dream trout fishing trip that he's always wanted to be on, so they can spend some time, quality time together, reflect the past and think about the future and things like that. And I thought, you know, this we can do this. We can do this. Our goal was set last Thursday to have $1,000 raised as soon as possible. And lo and behold, yesterday, about the same time, we started the benefit, in 7 days, almost to the hour, 7 days later. The great Chicken Whisperer fans out there, you're so awesome. We've never met a chicken fan we didn't absolutely love. We raised $1,000 in 1 week's time. In fact, $1,006 is the total as of this morning. And so basically that's going to get them a 7-day, all-expense-paid, lifelong dream trout fishing trip for Keith. It'll include it's a beautiful trout fishing lodge right on the White River there in Arkansas, and it's about 3 hours from where they live in West Tennessee. And it'll include, you know, everything is inclusive with this, we feel, with that amount. Gas to and from the event, to and from the lodge, all the lodging expenses, the meals, the whole nine yards. And I have yet to contact the owner again to let him know we met our goal. But he, when I talked to him last week, the owner of this lodge was donating a guided fishing trip every day that they are there, and everything they need for this guided fishing trip. That's $169 value every day. We felt that he couldn't, with his illness, deal with an all-day trip. So basically, it's a half-day, four-hour trip every day that they're there, all expenses paid. So thank you all that donated to that benefit. And we'll probably have one closer to around Christmas time again, where we have a goal of around $1,000 is what we try to raise for the benefit that we're raising. And so, again, a big, big thank you. We're very, very excited about that and meeting that goal. So thank you, and We wish that we didn't have to do this, and we wish that Keith would have a miraculous miracle of a recovery and live long, happy life with him and his wife there on their little homestead. But since this is something that needed to be done, we felt compelled to do that. So we're glad that we could help and our listeners would step up and donate. So that was a fabulous blessing. It is hot, hot, hot. Today, 101 here, 105, I think, tomorrow, 103 the next day. In the next 3 or 4 days, we'll be hitting over 100 and then gradually lowering back down to next weekend being in the low 90s. So take care of yourself. Stay hydrated. Stay cool if you can. The air quality also is bad when we're looking at temperatures that high. But take care of your chickens as well. Over the past couple of weeks, we've had many and multiple shows about keeping your chickens cool and healthy during these heat waves. As I always say, and I always have, heat is far more detrimental to your chickens than the cold ever will be. There is no need for heaters in your coops anywhere in the United States. In most all cases, it just causes coop fires and dead chickens and neighbors' houses burned to the ground because you have a heater in your coop that is not needed. I could much rather justify an air conditioner in a coop than I ever could a heater in a coop. But definitely heat is more detrimental to your beloved pet chickens. So take heed and use some of the tips that we've shared with you on keeping your flock nice and cool. All righty. Today, of course, is the big day. We started this awesome chicken coop contest, which has been sponsored and brought to you by MyPetChicken.com. The great folks, Derek and Tracy over there, have been a longtime supporter of this radio show. They believe wholeheartedly in what we're doing and educating the masses about keeping backyard poultry. And about every other month, they have been donating a beautiful coop, one of the coops that they have there. They have many different options of coops. And this month was absolutely no exception. In fact, you actually have a choice today. The winner of today's contest will have a choice of three, picking from three of the coops they have over at MyPetChicken.com. I'm going over there right now, as soon as my mouse actually cooperates, www.mypetchicken.com. When the homepage pops up, over to the left menu bar, you'll click on Wooden Chicken Coops. Click on Wooden Chicken Coops. And your choice basically is three out of the top four. We've got a brand new coop they have, and all their coops have been upgraded to better quality, better wiring, better the hardware cloth is more tough now than the previous coops, from what I'm told from Derek. They also have a new model here. They have one called the Bungalow that retails for $489, which is a pretty neat little coop there. You can choose from the Foursquare coop. It has kind of a built-in run. That's valued at $499, $500 value, $489, $499. And then, of course, we have the Saltbox coop. With run that it retails right now for $549. So basically, the winner today have their choice between the Bungalow, the Clubhouse, and the Salt Box there at MyPetChicken.com. So they'll have their choice on what coop they choose. And so we've been running this contest all month long. It started back on, I believe it was Friday, June the 1st. And it ended last night, 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Last night, we had five people that didn't make the deadline. We have to make sure we're sticklers here and stay legal. So five people didn't meet the deadline, and so they're not eligible. So we had to take those five people off the total count. But it ended last night at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we are giving away that coop a little bit later today in the radio show. Yep, we got to keep you hanging just for a little bit, but no fear, we're going to have some fun. We're going to give away a few prizes, and the coop will be giving away the first portion, or the first half or so, of the radio show from MyPetChicken.com. So, do you feel lucky is the big question. But, hey, I want to send a shout-out to all the folks in the chat room. We've got Bard Rock. We've got Christina's in there, Critter Lover. We've got Dee. We've got East Dallas Dave. Many, many guests, as always, when we're giving away awesome prizes or a coupe. Guests, we hope you'll take a moment and register. Get your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you, too, can come in the chat room and join all the regulars and have some fun and not just look at the chat room but participate. You can sign in with your Facebook account, your Twitter account, or create one at Blog Talk Radio. You will not get a bunch of junk mail if you do so, but we invite you to join us. We've got Megan's in there, New Dawn Farm Girl. We've got OK. We've got Poet's Wife, Renegade Chicken, Rhode Island Ruby. Hope you're doing well, Rhode Island Ruby. We're one big happy family. She had fallen down some steps, broke both her ankles, had to have surgery, and we hope that she's staying off her feet, ha ha ha, and but that she's painless, or having painless recovery. For that, thoughts and prayers go out to you, Rhode Island Ruby. Sweet Potato is in the chat room. In fact, I believe it is her birthday today. Happy birthday to you, Sweet Potato. Everybody in the chat room, wish her a happy, happy birthday. Why don't you? I sent over here. I don't know if she saw it. Let me get over here to my Facebook page and see if she happened to see the post I made over on her her Facebook. Let's see if she sent her over one. Let's see what we've got here. Scrolling down. When was it? It was earlier this morning. Of course, my mouse is... Give me just a second. Checking to see if... Where's my post? I know it's here somewhere. About an hour ago. Man, she's getting a lot of birthday wishes over on her... you're only as old as you remember you are. So there, if you don't remember you're as old you're then you're really not. Let's see, come on, keep scrolling down. Okay. I know it's there somewhere. There it is. I put on her Facebook page, I said, "Here you go, old lady," and put a link to AARP, which is a membership organization leading positive social change and delivering value to people age 50 and over. AARP. So hopefully she is going to sign up for that. And, of course, she responded, "Slug, slug, slug." I hope you felt that. It was on your arm in the same spot all three times. And she said, "I put a lot of knuckle into it." Oh, Lordy have mercy. So that is too funny. Let me get back over here to our Facebook page. We have 25,391 fans. We love them all, and we thank you very much for being a Facebook fan. And lots of people are commenting today on the course, the coupe contest. Let's get back over to the chat room. Yes, happy birthday to Sweet Potato. All righty. Very, very, very good. And don't forget to join AARP now, young lady. Got to love it. She has a very unique sense of humor, and so do I. So we kind of yank each other's chains every now and then. So very, very good there. So happy birthday to you, Sweet Potato. And then, of course, I think I stopped there for a second. We also have Vanessa and Walter. How you guys doing up there, Walter? Hope you're doing well, Walter. And thank you all for tuning in today. And let's see. Can I hear you? Mom's on the phone. Yes. Someone is asking, yes, $1,006. yeah, Critter Lover, she said, can't hear the show yet. Her mom's on the phone, but wanted to know if we gave a final count for Melody and Keith, and did we make the goal? And yes, the goal was met. In fact, we cleared it by $6, so $1,006. And she says now, woot, woot, doing the happy dance. So thank you very much, everybody, for donating to that great cause. Hey, let's give away some awesome prizes, why don't we? We don't have a lot of chicken trivia questions here lined up, at least I don't see any. So what we're going to do is we're just going to take happy callers. If you call in, you have to be happy and in order to win. And you just have to be the right lucky caller. That's all you have to do. So we've got some prizes to give away before we get to the big, 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 big prize of the chicken coop that we are giving away here very shortly. I'm not going to delay it to the end of the show. We may actually wrap the show up about 1, so we may give the coop here away in about 10 or 15 minutes, so hang tight. We are going to be announcing. In fact, I think I'm going to try to call, since we do have the technology on the switchboard, I'm going to try to call the winner live on the radio. It's always exciting, and every time we've done this, because we've given away, oh my gosh, I can't even count how many coops we've given away over the 4 years we've been broadcasting, more than anybody else on the planet, I assure you. But it's always fun to call them live and surprise them. If they don't answer, that's fine. I'll leave them a message. They'll go and check their voicemail and be like, oh, my gosh. So, but we will announce the winner, but we're going to try to call them on live on the air. So we'll be doing that here in a little bit. But in the meantime, let's give away some prizes. Let me first give you the number to call in if you'd like to win. Write it down because it's not going to change the whole show. We'll give away a few prizes before we give away the coupe because it is Fun Friday. We do all this educational stuff and have experts on during the week. And then Friday, it's just time to cut loose, let loose, hang out, have fun, get ready for the weekend, and give away a lot of great prizes. That is what we do. So, How many followers listen to this? Well, the Wall Street Journal had confirmed last year the radio show has a reach of about 25,000. Our Facebook has over 25,000 fans, and then our Twitter page is approaching 5,000. So we have a lot of reach out there, and so we're really glad that within a week's time we could raise $1,000. In this economy, with things that are so difficult for people, $1, $2, it all added up. Let me tell you, I don't know have a total number of how many people contributed or donated, but yeah, that was absolutely. That was absolutely fabulous. So it was awesome. Yep, absolutely. 25,000 Facebook fans. We were hoping we could blow it out of the water, she says. And yep, we did. We did great. We met our goal. That was our goal. And you know, times are tough. You have to be. I've been doing this 4 years, so you don't want to set those goals too high where you get disappointed. And I set it out as $1,000 one week ago, and by golly, we hit it in exactly about 1 week, $1,000. So we appreciate that. So let's give. Okay, here's the number. Write it down. The call in number. Just all you got to be is be the right caller today. No hard trivia questions. No riddles, nothing like that. Just be the right caller. The basic rules are pretty simple. If you have not won the particular prize in the last 30 days, you're eligible to win. You're eligible to call in. So let's say the first prizes we're going to give away are some Happy Hen treats from Randall Berkey. Okay, let's say that's the first prizes we're going to give away. If you've won Happy Hen treats in the last 30 days, you're not eligible to win them. But the next prize we're going to give away, say, is a chunky chicken caviar from My Pet Chicken, and you haven't won that in 30 days, then you're eligible for that contest. So that's pretty much the basic rules we have for our Fun Friday contest. And so let's start off doing that. Let's go ahead, and we'll give away a couple of packages. So the first two contests will be some Happy Hen Treats Mealworm Frenzy, some Happy Hen Treats Mealworm Frenzy. About 3,250 worms come, dried mealworms come in this pouch of Happy Hen Treats. And these are brought to us by Randall Berkey, where if you go to randallberkey.com, you'll save 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. Whether you call and make your order or actually order online at randallberkey.com, you'll save 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's at randallberkey.com. Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com. Alrighty, let's go ahead and we will take Lucky Caller for the first time. Lucky Caller number 7. 347-637-3237 is the number to call. 347-637-3237. Write it down. It's not going to change the whole radio show, or tomorrow, or the next day. So many of you have it on your Chicken Whisperer notebook. You take all the great notes, Dawn, during the week for when we have our experts on. But 347-637-3237, and we'll take Lucky Caller number 7 right now at that number, 347-637-3237, and that's what we're looking for. So 347-637-3237, caller number 7 right now. Just be the lucky caller. And call in if you're lucky caller number 7. You're going to win a package of Happy Hen Treats from Randall Berkey. How cool is that? Let me look at the calendar for this coming up week. We're approaching, can you believe it, the first week of July? How crazy is that? So this is what it looks like we have. This coming, of course, it is the 4th of July week, so we will not have a show on the 4th of July. But it looks like we've got this coming Monday. It's going to be Ask the Chicken Doctor with Peter Brown. Yes, our chicken experts actually have names that we are not afraid to make public. Ask the Chicken Doctor with Peter Brown. He comes on every Monday and joins us and answers your chicken health questions. So we've got this coming Monday the 2nd, Ask the Chicken Doctor with Peter Brown. Tuesday looks like it is currently open, because we know our heritage chef, Steve Pope, that comes on the first Tuesday, he is actually doing some teaching right now and some classes, which prevents him from coming on. So Tuesday is open. Wednesday is July 4th. We'll be all celebrating our independence, so no show on the 4th. This coming up on the 5th, yep, it's Poultry Today with Dr. McCray, our other local chicken expert. She's a poultry scientist. She is a professor. She is a small flock specialist. It is Dr. Bridget McCray, PhD. She'll be joining us on the 5th of July. And then next Friday, the 6th, will be, of course, Fun Friday, and we'll be giving away a lot of more prizes, just like we are today. So we got a great lineup for you next week here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Very, 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 very good. All righty. Let's get over here to the switchboard. Let's see who feels lucky and wants to win some Happy Hen treats. Lucky caller number 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We're going to 7. Also, when you call in, if you're wanting to participate, remember to press 1. Just like when you called in, you heard the lady, if you'd like to speak to the host, please press 1 now. And it's an accent quite like that. And so if you're participating in the contest, when you call in, make sure when you call in to press 1 when you're instructed to do so. So let's go ahead and go to caller number 7 right now. Calling in from area code 713. Area code 713. You're live on the air. State your name. Tell us what state you're calling from, please.
Hello, is that me?
That's you, area code 713. Oh, how are you today?
Yes, hi. I'm doing good. I'm calling from Oakwood, Texas.
Oakwood, Texas. And what's your first name?
My name's Christina.
Christina,
Mom has been in here on the computer, yes, sir. And first time I heard you saying, "Well, I'm calling number 7, so I grabbed my cell phone." Okay, I'll help, Mom.
That's awesome. Very good. Yeah. So tell us, because out in Texas, you know, you're known for big things, and I guess right now big temperatures. So what's the temperature there where you're at in your part of Texas right now?
Well, I can tell you it's been in the hundreds. Our digital. Clock here's batteries ran out that used to tell us inside and outside thermometers, so we're a little
right.
Low on the temperature right now, but I tell you, it's sweating hot. 104 yesterday, Mama said.
104 yesterday. Great googly moogly. Man, oh man. Taking care of all your animals, are you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got a lot of them. Horses, pigs, chickens, oh my.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, make sure they're all nice and comfortable and protected from this heat. Well, I just want to say, hey, congratulations. You have won a package of – no, don't go away. I need you to do something for me. But you have won a package of Happy Hen Treats Mealworm Frenzy. Some people in the chat room are saying that, hey, that is like crack for chickens because they gobble it up. It is so good. So some Happy Hen Treats from Randall Berkey. This is what I need you to do to claim your prize, okay? So you can jot this down, and I'll be saying it throughout the radio show as we give these prizes away. So you'll probably just – come to know it by heart, but I need you to send me an email, okay, out there from Texas, sometime during the show. If you'll send me an email to, very easy to remember, a little long, but easy to remember, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. So our email is on .net, okay? So chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. And then in the subject line of the email, if you would, there in the subject line, put Happy Hen Treats. Happy Hen Treats. And then in the email, this is what I'll need. I'll need your name, your shipping address so we can get them to you, your phone number in case we have any problems, and then if you'll type in your email too, that way I can just forward it all that over to our contact at randallberkey.com. So send me an email to claim your prize, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. In the subject line, put Happy Hen Treats. And then I'll need your name, shipping address, phone number, and email. You can send that to me sometime during the show, and we'll get those out to you next week. Congratulations, and thank you listening from the great state of Texas. And stay cool out there. Stay cool. Alrighty, congratulations. So sometimes on Fun Fridays we do this. We'll say, okay, how many winners have been male? How many winners have been female? And at the end of the show, we'll see who actually wins that day. It's kind of fun. So we've got females have 1, males have 0. So that's the way it's – and, of course, you know, they have the advantage. advantage because based on our all of our research, that about 70% of our listeners and fans are women. Ah, lucky me. But 70% are women, and the majority of those are between 35 and 55 years of age. So, so yeah, and Renegade, I love the sex battle for prizes. So very, 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 very cool. So awesome. Let's see what else we got here. We're going to do two. So let's do another one. Some Happy Hen Treats from Randall Berkey. Okay. And again, for the mealworm frenzy, the bag with 3,250 mealworms in it that your chickens will absolutely love. And let's see. Let's have a little fun here. Andreas is actually from Norway. He joins us as much as he can daily. He is from, the country Norway over there across the pond. Andreas in the chat room. This is about a 20-second delay from live to when you hear this. But let's have Andreas pick the winning caller. Pick a caller between, say, 1 and 15, Andreas. Post that in the chat room, and that's the caller we'll go with. Talk about random picking of numbers. So, Andreas, when you hear this, you'll be it's on a delay, but just type in the chat room a number between 1 and 12. Okay, there we go, number 10. There he goes. Our thank you, Andreas from Norway. Worldwide listenership here on the radio show. Norway, thank you very much. So call number 10 right now, same number, 347-637-3237. If you win, you can thank Andreas in the chat room for picking your lucky number. All righty, caller number 10. Everybody's like, come on, ladies, be the right caller. They want to have they definitely want to have the ladies win today on the Fun Friday contest. So we'll see who we have more, ladies or men, that actually win and have the lucky fingers and they're the lucky callers today. So caller number 10 right now. 347-637-3237. You don't have to be in the chat room to participate. You could be listening by phone. You could be listening by computer but couldn't get the chat room to open. If you're listening anywhere within the sound of my voice, you can participate. Just pick up that phone. Landline, cell phone, whatever it may be. Try to be caller number 10, 347-637-3237, and we will see who the next winner will be and what sex they are. So, all righty. Maybe, just maybe, it'll be Rhode Island Ruby over there. She has nothing else to do. She's sitting there with her legs propped up, drinking a nice glass of wine, listening to the show, popping some pain pills, and then, well, wait. No, you don't want to be doing that. Pain pills and wine? We definitely, definitely do not want you to be doing that because she's already a little crazy without the wine and the pills, even with just the wine. So, so Rhode Island Ruby, no, don't be mixing that wine with the with the pain pills. But hey, maybe she'll call, maybe she'll win. She's got to be caller number 10. Remember, when you call in, to press 1 to let us know you want to win that prize. So when you call in, you dial the number 347-637-3237, and then whether you'll hear a lady say, please press 1 to speak with the host, you'll press 1, and that'll let me know that you want to try to win this awesome Happy Hen Treats from RandallBerkey.com. And just up here in a few minutes, not too much longer, we'll try to give away just a couple of three, four more prizes, and then we'll give away this awesome chicken coop, and we're going to try to call with all our great technical advances here. I'm going to try to call the winner live on the air and see if we can get them on air. So pick the winner by random. There's a whole website that you can do. It's called random.org, I believe. You put in a number range. We had 1,575 people enter the contest. 1,575 people. And you put in those numbers, and then you click get random number, and it spits out a random number. So I'm not guessing it. It's all, and supposedly there's a technical way to get a random number. So that's how we did that. Let's go to call number 10 here real quick to see who's going to win the next set of Happy Hen Treats and see if it's happened to be male or female. So here we go. You're live on the radio. Area code 207207. You're live on the air. State your name. Tell us what state you're calling from.
Hi, it's Dee Peasley from South Portland, Maine.
All righty, Dee. So we got another female. So we put another mark next to female for today. We're up 2-0 for the females. And you're lucky caller number 10. You can thank Andreas in the chat room for that. And you're lucky
you.
Speaker. So you're very, very welcome. And what state are you calling from?
Maine.
So we've had Texas and we've had Maine. All righty, just to kind of show these folks that, wow, listenership all over the country, which we all over the world because Andreas is in Norway. So congratulations. You've won a package of Happy Hen Treats, Mealworm Frenzy. You know the drill. Just like I said the earlier caller, send me an email to claim your prize. Chicken Whisperer at chickenwhisperer.net. In the subject line, put Happy Hen Treats. And then I need your name, shipping address, phone number, and email. So, and I don't keep any of that. That's why if you won yesterday and you won the day before, you need to send it to me again because I don't keep any of that information. Now, I might keep some of your female – I may keep your phone number in my little black book. But other than that, I don't keep any other information. So just send me that information, D, and congratulations for losing. So, woohoo! You know what would be really cool? If we could get Sweet Potato – it's her birthday – to call – you know what? I haven't done this before. But if we can get Sweet Potato to call in, she's always so scared and nervous to call. I don't know if it's she's worried that she's got a her voice is too sexy for radio. I'm too sexy for my voice, too sexy. So maybe that's Sweet Potato's problem. She's too sexy for radio. So I don't know. Maybe that's it. So but you know what? Let's do this. If we can get Sweet Potato to give us a call right now, 347-637-3237. Then we'll give her a birthday present. We'll give her some chunky chicken caviar. You know what? Actually, I don't think she actually has chickens yet. So let me think of a prize that I can give her where she could get something really cool, maybe for the kitchen, maybe for her house, something like that, instead of something for her chickens, because I know she wants chickens, but I don't think her husband will let her have any. So, yeah, I didn't think it. So let me think of a prize we've got in our prize package that you could use maybe for a cool egg scale or a chicken sign or something like that. So let's see. Let's do a Let's do a $15 gift certificate. Hang on just a second. Let me get over here and check something out here real quick. And we'll just see if we can't persuade her to call in. I'm checking to see what prize would be a birthday present would be appropriate here. Let's see what we got here. She's too sexy to call in. Okay, I'm looking to see. Yeah, there we go. Let's see if these, in fact, this might. Okay. Let's see. This might be funny too. Just checking. Oh, yeah, there we go. No problem. Okay, this is what we're going to do. A $15 gift certificate to StrombergsChickens.com. I'm over at their website right now. They've got a lot of different types of books about chickens. They've got T-shirts. They've got calendars. They've got all kinds of cool – they got a knife sharpener, all kinds of neat stuff that just because she doesn't have chickens, egg selling supplies. Let's see if they have any kind of cool signs for the house, which I'm sure they do. There we go, eggs for sale sign, which is still – you don't have chickens, but you could post it in your kitchen and have a little fun with that. Let's see what else we got here. All kinds of great things over here at StrombergsChickens.com. So $15 gift certificate to StrombergsChickens.com if we can get Carmen to Sweet Potato to give us a call, 347-637-3237. And let's see. She's laughing here in the chat room. So is she going to call? Let's see. Call the number. Call the number. Everybody's kind of giving her a hard time there. Let's see what she's saying. Any comments? Like, woohoo! Yeah, and she might win the coop today too. So she said she might be lucky and win the coop today, and then she might. So $15 gift certificate for your birthday, Sweet Potato, if you give us a call right now, 347-637-3237. And post in the chat room, if you would, Sweet Potato, your area code if you're calling, so I'll know. We've got some people listening via phone, and some people are still trying to hang out and cheat a little bit and wait for the next contest and then press 1. So I may just have to clear the phone bank here before the next contest to make it fair. Yep, no cheaters. No advantages here. I'm on to you. So, okay, Sweet Potato, are you going to call in? Yes or no? Let me know in the chat room. If you're calling in, give me your area code, first three numbers. And if not, I completely understand. You know, if you feel like you're just too sexy to be on the radio, I understand that. Poet's wife says, I'm going to call in and pretend like I'm Carmen. I know your voice, Poet's wife. I don't think you could pass on that. All righty, here we go. All right, she wants that $15 gift certificate to StrombergsChickens.com. Here we go. Happy birthday. Carmen, you actually called today.
Yeah.
Yippee. Long-time listener, long-time fan. Not a single ever once tried to call in. I remember one time we tried to have one of your daughters call in, and I don't think that ever panned out either. So when they were there visiting you. So awesome. Happy birthday, number one, to you. Like I said, I thought you would kind of get a kick out of my little post on your Facebook page this morning.
Yes.
when I saw that, I said, oh, man, she's going to love this. I said, and I was expecting that slap and that punch that you're famous for giving online. So, and a $15 gift certificate for you to go and go to StrombergsChickens.com and go to their website, go to their store, look at all the different things they have and find something that you can apply that to that might be cool to have in your house or maybe out in your garden or something like that to remind you of that, hey, sooner or later you're going to have to begin to get some chickens of your own. And by the way, since we're yanking chains and having fun, let me tell you, that one pepper harvest you had last week was amazing!
I know. Thank you.
one pepper. She's so funny. She posted, everybody's bragging about what they're getting out of their garden, so here, take that, or something. And there's one banana pepper. And I was like, woo, that is awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to start somewhere.
It was
somewhere.
A little sarcastic.
Hey, but you got to start somewhere, I'm telling you. It's and every little bit helps, I guarantee you. So very, very cool. Well, hey. Congratulations. Happy birthday to you. Thanks for calling in. Enjoy the chat room. And, you got to send me that email. So you're going to have to work for this prize. chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. And then you, in the subject line, put Stromberg's gift card. Stromberg's gift card. And then name, shipping address, phone number, and email. And you never know. I just might deliver that sucker myself. You just never know. That knock on the door one day. Surprise! You just never know what to have when you're listening or what to expect. Okay, let's give away one more prize, promise, and then we'll go to the chicken coop, okay? And it's about a quarter till. This is kind of what time frame I had in mind. We're going to give away another prize. We're giving away some Happy Hen Treats from Randall Berkey. We gave away a gift card for Carmen's birthday, $15 gift certificate to Stromberg. So let me go ahead and do this so I can mark this off. Since we gave away a Stromberg's gift card, you now get to listen to this.
Since 1921, Stromberg's has been a family-owned and operated business, providing quality poultry and poultry supplies to their customers. Today, the Stromberg family offers over 200 different breeds of poultry, including chickens, waterfowl, and game birds. They also offer poultry supplies for the beginner or advanced poultry keeper. Stromberg should be on the top of your list when it comes time to order. Shop online at www.strombergschickens.com. Call today at 1-800-720-1134. Remember, that's StrombergsChickens.com.
Just to let you know what kind of fun we have in the chat room. We have listeners that can't, the chat room won't open for them, or your work has blocked the chat room. I know we got regular listeners that can't get in the chat room because their work blocks it. But somebody had put in the chat room, just very plainly, they had typed, she is 801. When I was asking for the area code, Renegade Chicken just put, she is 801. And I thought, she's 801? Wow, that's old. And when East Dallas Dave says, are really heavy. Oh, Lord have mercy. So there you go, Carmen. Happy birthday, and you get a prize. Okay, let me think. Let me reach here into the prize package here and see what we can give away next. Oh, my goodness. Let me see. Let's do, since we're gearing up to this awesome chicken coop, let's do some chunky chicken caviar. Chunky chicken caviar from mypetchicken.com. Again, to one lucky caller. In fact, okay, if you're calling in to listen, let me see. I'm going to go ahead and clear the switchboard just to make it fair for everybody. So you may get hung up on here, but you call back. I got to make it fair. Okay. Let's see who in the chat room can pick the winning. Let's have Sweet Potato pick the winning caller for this one. A number. Let's just say a number between 1 and 25. We've got a lot of listeners today, as always. Caller between 1 and 25, Sweet Potato. Just post it in the chat room, and that's who we're going to go with. Andreas. Okay. That's who Andreas had picked. And so, Sweet Potato, just go ahead and put in, choose a number between 1 and 25, and that's who we'll go for. 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. So give us a call. Carmen, post a number between 1 and 25 in the chat room, and we'll use that. That'll be the winning caller that we will take here for this chunky chicken caviar. 12, alrighty. For Pat, she's picked 12, a number in the teens. She picked 12. And that is for in honor of Pat Foreman, my co-host, who is at the pharmacy working today. Those of you who are new listeners or don't remember that show, I said it was a fun Friday. I said, Pat, let's step it up a notch. Let's pick a caller in the teens. And she says, okay, Whisper, let's caller number 12. Just as serious as possible. So awesome. Caller number 12 right now, 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. Caller number 12 right now. Win this chunky chicken caviar from, you guessed it, mypetchicken.com. Chunky chicken caviar. When you call in and hear the lady say, please press 1 to speak with the host, then that's what we want you to do. Press 1 to speak with the host. 347-637-3237. That's 347-637-3237. You can call right now. Give it one more time. 347-637-3237. Okay? And caller number 10. Remember when you call in to press 1, if you want to participate, if you just want to listen, you can just hang out there. But I did want to clear the switchboard. I apologize that to the people who are listening very patiently and abiding by the rules, but people who try to call in ahead of time. So I cleared the switchboard and press 1 to speak with the host if you want to participate, and we'll see who we can get to win. Caller number 10. For some chunky chicken caviar. Okay, here we go. Caller calling in. Your caller number 10 from area code 770. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from, please.
Calling from Brooks, Georgia.
Brooks, Georgia. Sweet deal. Thank you. Another Georgia peach right there as I'm broadcasting from Georgia. And you're lucky caller number 12, actually. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yep, caller number 12. Wanted to make sure. And from and Brooks, Georgia, how many chickens do you have?
I have 12 hens.
12. You're caller number 12. You have 12 hens. And how awesome is that? And what's your favorite breed?
The Buff Orpington.
Oh, yeah, they're beautiful. Good layers, good heavy breed. And what are you doing to keep them cool?
They have a roof over their cage. And keeping them lots of fresh water.
Good, fresh, cool water. And they got a roof to keep them in the shade. Very, very good. And awesome is that. Well, congratulations from Brooks, Georgia. You have won some chunky chicken caviar from mypetchicken.com, and we appreciate you calling in, and just send me an email to win, to claim your prize. Very, very simple. chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. Okay, that's chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. And then in the subject line, put chunky chicken caviar, Chunky Chicken Caviar in the subject line, and then I just need your name, shipping address, and phone number, and then your email. So that's very simple. chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net, and then in the subject line, Chunky Chicken Caviar, and then in the email, name, shipping address, phone number, and email, and we'll get you that shipped out to you as soon as we possibly can from Derek and Tracy over at My Pet Chicken. All righty, it is time. And we are going to give away this awesome chicken coop. And it's actually your choice. Like we said, I believe if memory serves, you have a choice. When you go to mypetchicken.com, when their homepage opens up, over to the left-hand side of the page, you click on wooden chicken coops. And when that page opens up, all three that you can choose from are listed on the top row. There's the new bungalow chicken coop, there is the four square chicken coop, and there is the salt box chicken coop. Those three on the top line, you can choose one of those and ship right to you. So from mypetchicken.com. So what we're going to do is hello, Tracy Okroy. She's joined us now in the chat room. So thank you very, very, very much for joining us. I'm going to be seeing you here in the next couple of weeks. We're going to be heading up to Virginia Beach, Virginia. Caleb, Jen, and myself, we're going to be going up there to talk and to attend a city council meeting to fight for backyard poultry for Tracy. She's having a heck of a time up there trying to get chickens approved and to keep her chickens. And just it's time for us to do this. We are more than just a silly blog. Okay, we are more than just a blog. We don't just sit in the comfort of our home and look up stuff on Google and then write about it like it's our own. We don't do any of that. Well, we have this radio show where we welcome experts in their field to come and share their expert knowledge. And then we hit the road and we actually go out and practice what we preach. We go out and we travel around the country. We do poultry workshops. We do educational workshops, and we speak at city halls. We were just down in Florida a couple of months ago doing this as well, and we're making great progress down there in Florida, and we're going to do this again at least two places, possibly in Jacksonville on this trip, but we're definitely heading up to Virginia Beach, Virginia, to help Tracy, and we're going to be speaking to City Hall. We're going to be educating them. We're going to have a little event, Chicken Wings with the Chicken Whisperer, a restaurant after the meeting. We're going to have a real good time, and hopefully we'll be able to make a little difference here and basically sharing the factual information about keeping backyard poultry like we do. You know me. We have fun with what we do. It is good work, though, and we love what we do. Not yanking my chain, but and there's no scientific proof here, but most people across the country would agree that I've probably helped more cities across the country change their laws to allow backyard poultry than anybody on the planet. I'm very proud of that. We have a system that we use to do this that's worked tremendous, and we're continuing on fighting the fight. We're the soldiers on the ground, not just writing a blog on in the comfort of our home with information we get off Google. We're out there, we're fighting, we're moving, we're traveling, we're meeting people, we're doing workshops all across the country, and we love doing that, getting out there and practicing what we preach. So very, very good. All righty, let's go, and we're gonna try to give away this awesome chicken coop. So give me a couple of seconds here, and I'm going to see how we can actually do this. Again, it's a little technical. I'm not a high-tech redneck like George Jones sung about back in the 90s, where Mayberry meets Star Trek. So nothing like that, but I'm going to try to do this. It's always interesting when we call out from the switchboard live. You never know what's going to happen, but let me go ahead and pull up the winner's information. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to call this person. Now, if they don't pick up, it's not a problem, because you don't have to be listening to win. You don't have to, you know, whatever, answer to win. But it'll be neat if they do. Make sure I got this number down right. All righty. So let me see, get the name here. Calling live radio, you got to be prepared. Okay, Let's see if the switchboard is going to participate here. Let me put a little message in the chat room. Do you feel lucky? Tracy says she's very excited. She's waiting patiently. The heart is beating fast already. CW has the long distance touch. But why does she crack me up sometimes? Rhode Island Ruby says she always feels lucky. I bet you do, Rhode Island Ruby. So everybody's waiting patiently. Their heart is beating like crazy. This is an awesome prize. This is an awesome prize. So I have a special announcement right after we give away this coupe. So if it's not you, don't immediately go away. I know you got to get back to work. I know you have gardens to water and chickens to keep cool and things like that. But right after we're done giving away this chicken coop, I do have a very special announcement. So don't go away. Once I make the special announcement, you can feel free to go. That's perfectly fine. We'll give away a couple of more prizes before we end the show. If you want to stay around and win some prizes, that's great. I understand a lot of folks are here from work trying to, you know, what. But as soon as I give this coop away, don't just immediately go away because I have a special announcement right after we give this coop away. So let me get over here to the switchboard. I'm going to go ahead and try to call out here. Don't do this very often. So it's sometimes it can be interesting. Okay, let's see what happens here. Okay, hopefully all y'all can hear this right now.
Hello?
Yes, is this Kathy?
It is.
Hey, Kathy, this is Andy Schneider, also known as the Chicken Whisperer. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good, good, good. Well, we are live on the radio right now, so you can't drop any F-bombs and there's no cussing, but you can scream and holler and jump for joy because you are the winner of the chicken coop contest from mypetchicken.com. Yes way!
Are you serious? Oh, my God.
I'm absolutely 100% serious. We're live on the radio show right now. Everybody's sitting there, and, of course, some people are upset now. They're saying in the chat room, oh, no, my name's not Kathy, so I must it wasn't me. I didn't win. But now they're all saying, congratulations, Kathy. And so, but, yep, you were the random lucky person that the computer picked out of all the entries. We had 1,575 entries for the MyPetChicken.com chicken coop contest, and your number was randomly drawn, and so Kathy, I'm not going to announce your last name, but Kathy, you are the winner. Now, what state are you located in? I know, but you can tell all of our listeners.
I'm in Montana.
Montana. All right. Now, do you currently have chickens now?
I do. I have 50 dark Cornish males that I'm raising as meat chickens, and I have 5 layers.
5 egg layers. Okay, very, very cool. Well, I know, depending on how often you're on Facebook, you know you have – you're basically your choice between 3 coops at mypetchicken.com. If you go to mypetchicken.com, if you go to their website, and then click over to the left-hand menu, if you click on wooden chicken coops, they'll all come up on one page, and you basically can choose 1 out of 3. You can choose from the new coop they just started carrying called the Bungalow. You can choose from the coop called the Foursquare, or you can choose the coop that's called the Salt Box. Those are the 3 coops. One of those you can choose from to actually get. And what's going to have all your information, your email, and obviously your phone number and everything like that. So I will contact you after the radio show, and I'll get you your information. We'll send it over to Derek at mypetchicken.com. But did you ever think that you would win?
No, I have been entering for as long as you've been giving away chicken coops, and every time I go, oh, dang, it's not me. We've been without internet here. We have a forest fire north of here that took out all the power lines and everything and all the internet lines, and so I haven't even had internet for the last 2 days.
Okay.
And so I had completely forgotten about the chicken coop contest.
Yep, today was the day, and we had a lot of people enter, and this morning. Like I said, there's software you can use that will randomly, literally randomly pick a number, so I didn't have to be on the hook for picking it or say, hey, Jen, pick a number between 1 and 5,100, whatever, 1,575. So, yes, someone had posted in the chat room, the fires are sweeping the nation. So how far is the fire away from you?
It's probably about 45 miles, but it's supposed to get windy this afternoon, and depending on which direction the wind goes, blow it towards us or whatever. So,
how many acres do you have out there?
Well, we don't own a ranch, but the ranch we live on is it's about 85,000 acres, so it's a big ranch.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a cattle, it's a cattle operation, and, yeah, it's been hot and dry here this year, and
85,000 acres.
Yeah.
See,
thank you.
You know, I think about that. The first thing, to be honest, that comes to my mind is there's no way I could even pay the taxes every year on that land.
Fortunately, we don't own it.
Yeah.
We just live on the ranch, and
it's beautiful there, though. I bet beautiful scenery. And that's absolutely fabulous. Someone in the chat room was saying, oh, I wish I could live out there. It's just beautiful, beautiful country out that way. Well, Kathy, congratulations. Yep, it's true. No joke. We're live on the air. You've won this beautiful, or your choice of the choice from three of the chicken coops there. And thank our sponsor, MyPetChicken.com, for donating this coop to us so we can give it away. And hopefully you'll have a smile on your face all weekend.
Yeah. Well, I think my niece will be, too, because I've been telling her if I win the chicken coop that I might give it to her because she wants chickens.
Really? Also,
yeah,
how old is she?
She's 16.
Awesome. So she's been wanting chickens. What a great educational tool for her as well. So we won't hold you to that because once you get it, you might want to keep it for yourself. Some silkies or just for maybe something else. So, so we won't hold you to that. But that'll be awesome if you get her started and keeping some backyard chickens in too. But think about it and let us know, because if she lives somewhere else where it needs to be shipped to her house instead of yours, like outside the state or something, we can do that as well. We can ship it anywhere you want to her house, your house, you know, whatever. So you can just take the weekend to think. I tell you what, I'll call you Monday. Take the weekend to think about where you want to ship, where and all that type of stuff, and I'll give you a call Monday to get all that information from you and send over to mypetchicken.com. But congratulations. And somebody in the chat room says, well, I'd like it shipped to my house in Western Kentucky. Dear lover.
For myself.
Exactly. It's an awesome prize. It's about a $500 value. Well, hey, congratulations.
Oh,
thanks
awesome.
For being a fan, following us on Facebook, and congratulations, and have a great weekend. And we will talk
to you
soon.
Yes, definitely.
Great. Thank you. Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, it actually worked. We called out on the switchboard, and she actually picked up the phone, and it worked out absolutely like a charm. So how cool is that? Kathy from Montana has won this awesome chicken coop from MyPetChicken.com. Yep, this awesome, awesome chicken coop that was donated from our friends Derek and Tracy over at, you guessed it, MyPetChicken.com. It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at MyPetChicken.com. That's MyPetChicken.com. All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. It is a fun, fun Friday. We thank you for tuning in, and I have this special announcement that I want to make that we're very, very fortunate to do. And give me just one second, and let me get this ready and make sure that I do announce the correct thing here. Okay, give me just one second. Yeah, hang on. Hang on a minute. It's not cooperating. Okay, just a second. That's a little frustrating. It is a pretty good, awesome announcement, so stay with us here, folks. There we go. That's what I thought. Try it one more time. And then I'll make the announcement. I just wanted to make sure I send you the right place. Let me try this again. It's weird because I pulled it up one way and it's not pulling up another way, so I want to make sure. There we go. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, no problem at all. Okay, let me get back over here to the chat room, get everything situated here. I can go ahead and eliminate that page. And I can eliminate that page, and I can eliminate this page, trying to organize everything here. There we go. Okay. Everybody loves when we give away prizes. You love it. We give away more chicken coops than absolutely anybody on the planet. Always have, and we hope we always will. And we've been routinely giving away a chicken coop about every other month. We gave away one back in April, but we didn't give one away in May. Then we gave one away this month in June, and then we have one scheduled to give away in August, and then, maybe October. So we've been pretty much giving away about 6 chicken coops every year, give or take, and it ends up being about every other month. So my special announcement is this. For all of you who did not win the chicken coop today, have no fear, because starting this Monday, in just 3 days, yep, this coming Monday, July the 2nd, we are starting another chicken coop contest. How cool is that? Another chicken coop we're giving away. This time, we're going to be giving away the Snap Lock Chicken Coop. Just go to www.snaplockchicken.com. I just posted it in the chat room. Click on that link, and there you have it. It is the Snap Lock Chicken Coop, and it's just come out. It is American-made. It is made here just outside of Atlanta, Georgia, and I have one sitting in my backyard. They sent me one. I worked with them on developing some changes to actually make it Chicken Whisperer approved. I could not initially approve it because there were a couple of issues, but they actually sent it back to their design team. They made a couple of changes, actually, that I had recommended. Very proud of that, listening and open to what needs to make a good coop. And they made those changes, actually, in their production. And so now it's at a level where we feel that we can put our logo on this and have it Chicken Whisper approved. So what we've got is the SnapLockChickenCoops.com, SnapLockChickenCoops.com. And, yes, we're giving away another chicken coop next month. So we're going to actually it's a small – now, see, here's the issue. We're also in the process of getting another small – I'm calling them micro coops. Really what we're calling them. There's a lot that are coming out. So let's say that, like this young lady, hey, I have 50 chickens, so I'm not interested in that coop because it only carries 4. Okay, well, don't be so close-minded on this, okay, because there is a need for these. And I've been awakened to this over the last 12 to 18 months, so I'm calling them micro coops. I'm calling them micro coops. There are a lot that are starting to come out now. Oh, I've got this one in my backyard. I have another one in my backyard that may end up being Chicken Whisper approved as well. And they meet a purpose. So let's say that, I have 50 chickens. It doesn't do them any good. I'm not going to enter the contest. Okay, don't be crazy. Okay, you can use these coops. Let's say you have 50 birds. You know, if you want to use these coops for maybe two or three show birds that you want to show and keep them separate. Maybe you want to actually buy, you only have large fowl birds, and now you want to actually have just a few bantam breeds. Maybe, you know what, I want three or four silkies, or I want three or four moderns, or whatever the case may be. This coop could be good for that. Let's say you show two or three chickens, and you bring them back from a show. You need to keep them quarantined for a couple of weeks before you, you know, put them back with the general population. You can use these coops to do that. Let's say you have a sick bird or two, and you need to separate them from the flock. You don't have an idea or any way to do that right now. One of these small coops would be ideal for that as well. But we're seeing a lot of these, what I'm calling micro coops, come into play. They're being developed. They're coming out right now like gangbusters. This is one I would classify as a micro coop. This company, Formex, is actually in the process of designing, I'll hopefully be working with them on doing this, a much larger coop that will hold 10 to 14 chickens. Okay, but this first one they came out with, they wanted to test the market. There was a specific market for this. And so it is a smaller coop, but what I consider and classify as the Chicken Whisperer, a micro coop. Okay, and this one's about rated for three chickens. I would feel comfortable keeping three large fowl birds in this particular coop. Four, if it was maybe a smaller breed of large fowl, if you will, maybe not your big, big Buff Orpingtons. Maybe four would be a little cramp, but it could be done. But I would professionally recommend three large fowl chickens in the snap-lock chicken coop, or maybe up to five bantams, like five small silkies, five or six of the Saramas. Maybe you want some Saramas. This would be actually a good coop if you have all your large fowl breeds and you're looking to maybe have a few of the Saramas, and you maybe want five Saramas. Hey, take a look at this coop. So it is by Snap-Lock Chicken Coops with an S, snaplockchickencoops.com. And why is it called that? Because when I got this in the mail, okay, it was shipped to me, the whole coop itself weighs about, I believe it's 40 pounds, so it's very, very light for anybody to handle. The box that it actually ships in is square and flat and actually has handles built in. So, I mean, it was easy for me or my wife or anybody, once it's delivered and dropped off at my front door, to be able to get to the backyard or the side yard or in the house or in the garage to wherever I need it to actually put it together. So, number one, they thought about that. It's 40 pounds. It's very lightweight. And it's got handles built into the box that it ships in. So, number one, that was the first thing I noticed. Hey, this is easy. I can just grab these handles and move it to the backyard and put it together. It only took – you can put this coop together in about 15 minutes. I'm not kidding. 15 to 20 minutes it will take you to put this coop together, and guess how many tools it takes to put it together? Zero. It takes your left hand and your right hand, and that is it. Not a single tool to put this coop together. And you can put it together. So we've already had kind of comments about this from, say, single ladies that didn't want to have to build a coop. They don't have all these tools and woodworking tools and things. They wanted to do something themselves that they could do themselves. So we've heard from a lot of single people that wanted chickens but didn't want to have this big, heavy coop or even build a coop, but they had the skill to build a coop, and they've ordered the Snap-Lock Chicken Coop. So we've got we'll be giving this away starting this Monday. Wanted to make that announcement. And then, again, you have some people that live in a house. Maybe they're retired. Maybe they're just, you know, it's their first house. New homeowners. They're new to chickens. Okay, this is where these micro coops kind of come into play. Let's say the retired couple. You know, they're going to live in this house for the rest of their days. It's a smaller lot, maybe a quarter of an acre. They're not going to be chicken crazy fanatic folks. So, the crazy chicken lady, they're going to want three chickens to provide them with some entertainment, some composting abilities, some fresh eggs, things like that. There's husband and wife, they're retired, and they really want three, maybe four chickens, and that's it. They know they're not going to go and catch the chicken crazy bug and want 50 chickens next week. They're content and fine with having three or four chickens, and these coops, these micro coops that are coming out, are going to be ideal for meeting a need for a lot of people, whether it's I have no skill and can't build one, I can't afford a huge one anyway, I only want three or four chickens in my backyard, that's all I have space for, that's all the chickens that I want, that's all the chickens that I need, I only have a limited amount of space, I want something that's easy to put together in my backyard, this would be a good example. So snaplockchickencoops.com. snaplockchickencoops.com donated this coop for our July chicken coop contest. Now, are you ready to know what kind of contest it's going to be? Y'all love these. You know it. Don't even try to tell me in the chat room you don't love these contests, because this is going to be fun. You know you love it. For the month of July, yep, we're going to do it again. The password collection. Critter lover's like, no. Password collection for poultry protection. Yep, you are going to try to win this contest. Password collection for poultry protection. This is the way it's going to work, folks. Okay, starting this Monday, July 2nd, looking at the calendar now, starting this Monday, July 2nd, all the way through, we'll just say, we always like to give these away on Fridays. So let's say we'll give this contest, we'll give this coop away on Friday the 27th. So it's basically still a whole month contest, okay? So we'll start this contest. It's coming up Monday, July 2nd. The last day to enter, or the last password will be issued on the 26th, okay? The last password will be issued on July 26th. So no passwords are ever given on the weekends, Monday through Friday. So let's count the passwords here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. So 19 passwords will be issued, and that's a password every weekday between July 2nd, Monday, July 2nd, and Thursday, July 26th. Okay? Pretty simple. And then we will issue and announce the winner, just like actually what will happen is on Friday the 27th, you have to listen for these, Friday the 27th, that radio show, if you're the correct caller and know all 19 passwords, then you're going to win this awesome chicken coop. So this way people on Twitter can participate, people on Facebook can participate, people who listen to the show live every day. Maybe if you miss a day, it's not a problem, because every day we will post these passwords on our Facebook and Twitter page. So maybe you can't listen today. Maybe you're at the dentist office and you just can't listen to the show, even though we'll announce the passwords on the show. Every day we will announce the password. But let's see what we got here. You can always head back over to our Twitter page. You can head over to our Twitter page or our Facebook page and get the password. So you're not necessarily tied to the radio show every single day. And so that way people who may not can listen. So that's the way it's going to work. We will issue 19 secret passwords. We'll start the first password this coming Monday the 2nd. We'll issue the last password on Thursday, July the 26th. And then we will actually take the winning call. Yeah, you will. That's I guess the only downfall is you have to call on the 27th to win. You have to call, so you have to be listening to the show and on Friday the 27th, and you actually have to try to call in. Yeah, it was a sneak attack yawn. That's exactly what it was, career lover. And on the 27th, and then if you're the right caller. Let's see, caller number 53 right now, if you're caller number 53 and you can recite all the secret passwords that we issued, then you're going to win this awesome Snap Lock Chicken Coop from Formex. So we've got that going on. We've announced that. I wanted to announce that to you because you're so excited. I may win this coop today from MyPetChicken.com. Oh, by the way, MyPetChicken.com, they carry the Snap Lock Chicken Coop. So, hey, if you wanted to support one of our sponsors, you like this coop? Then actually, I believe three of our sponsors carry this. Critter-Cages.com. Critter-Cages.com carries this chicken coop. MyPetChicken.com carries this chicken coop. And there's one more. apologize that I don't know right now who it is. But so we've got three sponsors. So that's the way it's going to work. So if you didn't win the day, guess what? You're going to have another chance to win next month. Yep, we're giving away another chicken coop again. No little decals for your car. No little keychains. You know, we have some cool prizes that we give away every day on our Facebook page and on our radio show. But who else out there is giving a chicken coop away every single month? Right here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, we'll be giving away more chicken coops and chicken-related prizes than anybody on the planet. Broadcasting, this is our fourth year of broadcasting, and we thank you very much for listening and tuning in. So next week's schedule, again, looks like this. We've got Ask the Chicken Doctor coming up on Monday. Tuesday is open. We'll see if we can't have a guest slide in there. Wednesday we're off because it is the 4th. Thursday, Dr. Bridget McRae, PhD, poultry scientist and professor, will be joining us next Friday the 6th. We will have another fun Friday. So happy birthday, Sweet Potato. You got that great prize. Anybody who won prizes today, remember to send me that email with all your information so we can get you those prizes. We love you there, and we'll do that for you. And congratulations to Kathy out in Montana. She won today's awesome chicken coop from mypetchicken.com. And don't forget, this coming Monday, we're going to start another password collection for poultry protection chicken coop contest. Yep, another one. Oh, and the biggest news of all this week, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for donating what you had, all of you that donated. And those of you who couldn't donate, no problem. Say a prayer for them. Say a prayer for Melody and Keith Meyer. Put them on your prayer chain. No matter what your religious affiliation is, say a prayer. Send them good vibes. Send them good energy. Whatever it is. Whatever your beliefs are, keep Melody and Keith Meyer in your thoughts and prayers, because that's even more important than raising $1,000, I guarantee you. So, but thank you so much for that awesome. There will not be a show on the 4th, so on the days that there's not a show, because, you know, sometimes we're on the road, we're traveling. In fact, in July, I'm going on the book tour, and I'll be on vacation for a week, and there won't be a radio show. So this will primarily be getting the passwords from Facebook. So again, there's no radio show the week we're in Florida. This will be one of our last family vacations before school starts back, and then we are on a tour the week before. In fact, we're heading up there to Virginia Beach to see Tracy and to fight for her rights. Because we got to practice what we preach. We can't just sit on the couch, look up information on Google, and put it in a silly blog. We've got to do more than that if we're going to change the world and their view of backyard poultry. So we've got to do that. So another vacation. Hey, the last vacation I had was spring break, which everybody gets, and then this is our next vacation. So, and there probably won't be another one until Christmas. So we're just like any other family, you know, maybe a couple of vacations a year. We go to the beach for spring break. Jen's a teacher. We got to capitalize on that because we can't just say in October for the most part, hey, let's go to the beach, like a lot of people can. Okay, that's it. Poet's wife, you're banned from winning any prizes for the next 30 days, giving me a hard time about a vacation. You're banned, 30 days, no prizes for Poet's wife. There it is. The rule's been made. I love you, Poet. So next time I'm up in the Nashville, I'll give you a big, big hug, and you can take me out to supper. All right, so, hey, thanks very much for tuning in today. We appreciate it. Again, we love you all. Thanks for tuning in. The homeschoolers, the over-the-road truck drivers, she's crying now, the feed and seed stores that stream this radio show live, thank you very, very, very much for doing so, and all of our regular listeners and all our guests that tune in today. Hope you enjoyed the show. Tune in Monday through Thursday when we do great educational shows. We welcome experts in their field. Friday, man, it is Friday. It's just that time to sit back, relax, give away some prizes, have a fun time, and chill out. So let's see, what did you say here? No, not in Nashville next week. No, I said next time I'm in Nashville. Next time I'm in Nashville, I'll give Poet's wife a big hug, and then she can take me out to dinner. How about that one? Oh, my goodness, got to love it. So thank you all. We hope you have a great weekend. Keep those animals cool. Keep yourself cool. Drink lots of fluids. And we'll see you back here this coming Monday with Ask the Chicken Doctor with Peter Brown. And congratulations one last time to Kathy, who won the awesome chicken coop today from mypetchicken.com. We'll see you here Monday, folks. We appreciate you tuning in. Have a fabulous, fabulous weekend.